نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved children and youth, the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibun Rahmatul Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, brothers and sisters, tonight is the 7th of Muharram 1447, and we should remember that our Islamic calendar started already the day when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala created this universe. So from time immemorial our calendar started. We should refer to the noble Qur'an, chapter 9, surah Tawbah, verse number 36, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ إِنَّ أَشَرَ شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Verily, the number of months by Almighty Allah that were proclaimed, ordained by Almighty Allah in His book, already 12 lunar months. When? يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَاتٌ حُرُمْ. The day Almighty Allah created this entire universe, and from these 12 lunar months, 4 are sacred months. Which are the 4 sacred months, brothers and sisters? Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, ثَلَاثٌ مُتَوَالِيَاتٌ. 3 are consecutive months, ذُلْقَادَةٌ وَذُلْحِجَّةٌ and the month of Al-Muharram. So this is one of the sacred holy months. And the month of Rajab is also one of the 4 holy sacred months. So what should we be doing during this month year of Muharram? And that's our topic inshaAllah. What should we be doing? Beside the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda, many other important events took place. So we'll discuss that. And in one of the lectures afterwards, we will discuss the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda as well. So in Muharram, Muharram means to be holy and sacred. And remember, what are we and you supposed to do? Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَحَبُّ السِّيَامِ إِلَى اللَّهِ بَعْدَ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Tomorrow is Thursday, sunnah to fast on a Thursday. So mashallah, if you're fasting tomorrow and you make intention of Muharram fast, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the best fast to keep after the mandatory compulsory fast of Ramadan is Shahrullah, the month of Almighty Allah. How you say Baytullah? So for Baytullah, Kaaba Musharrafa, you elevate the rank. So here Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is elevating the rank of this month here. Shahrullah al-Muharram. So the whole month we should try, at least few days we keep fast. So tomorrow also we keep one day fast. So very good it will be inshaAllah. And remember, the hadith is authentic, mentioned in Muslim Sharif, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Then in South Africa, remember that 9th and 10th will be on Saturday and Sunday. So what should we be doing this 9th and 10th? So number one, we should be fasting. Why we should fast too? When Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Makkah Mukarramah, then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to keep one fast. And when the Master alayhi salatu salam came to Madinah Munawwara, there were Jews there. So he saw that the Jews were also fasting. So the Master alayhi salam said, "Sumu yawman qablahu aw ba'dahu." We must go contrary to the Jews. So fast one day before Ashura, 9 and 10th, or fast 10th and 11th. So mashallah, we keep Saturday, Sunday, or Sunday, Monday. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us tawfiq. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad of one day before or one day after. Now you, the ladies, they're waiting for this hadith. They all know the hadith. You, Sheikh Jafar, you, the imam, you married. How many wives you got? Two, I think. Huh? One wife. One man, one vote. Okay. So you must remember that. So you must see your wives and them, they're waiting for this hadith. The hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif, "Man wasa ala iyalihi yawm ashura, wasa Allah wasa'ira sanati." Who spends a little bit extra on his wife, on his children, and so forth, the night of Ashura, the day of Ashura, Allah Jalla wa'ala will make your risk easy for you throughout the whole year and give you barakah. So don't be so stingy, brothers. Now you in Durban, we are here in Mount Vernon. The weather is excellent here in Durban for you listeners in other parts, in other provinces. You know there by Transvaal, that we have to wear the long, long johns and wear long, long vests and vest and big, big jersey and overcoat for your time, Isha time. It's very cold. We've gone into minus already there. So mashallah, here the air cones are on in the Durban, mashallah. Good weather, you know. So Allah Ta'ala keep you always with afiyah and under His divine protection and comfort and safety always. So my brothers, you can't be so stingy. Nine Afrikaans. Now you all don't know Afrikaans, majority of you. Oh, nice sayings. You must always remember that. The Afrikaners, the Boer, the white man, under apartheid they used to say this. We knew what is apartheid, you know what is apartheid. But we grew up with the Boer, you see, what is Afrikaners. So they used to say, a goeie jwot, as a dwee jwot. A goeie jwot, jwot, is a dwee jwot. A good Jew is a dead Jew. You see, so our Hamas today, they put 10 of them away. Say Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. Allah. Yeah. Every time you hear our Hamas put away the Jutas, you must say Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillah. We must be happy about that. One settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Always remember. Second saying in Afrikaans, they say, Ye aswa sainak nets was a Jut. Ye aswa sainak nets was a Jut. You are so stingy, just like a Jew. So you Muslim, my brother. So now you who are married, so spend a little bit extra on your wife. So Sheikh Jafar, what you going to tell your wife Saturday night, mashallah, Laylatul Ashura, oh honey, take this money. That's it. So you will do, inshallah. Yeah, you must spend a little bit extra on your wife. And then mashallah, nice meal also, everything. And Sunday, mashallah, you want your mother. But this meal, you don't have to take her to restaurant. You don't have to have a braai and a party and a jol and a carnival atmosphere. Nay, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Taballahu fihi ala qawm, wa yatubu fihi ala qawmin akharin. Allah Jalla wala accepted the tawbah of people in the previous time. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam's time, the people cried, they made tawbah and repented, Allah accepted their tawbah. But the barakah and wasila of Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قُوْمٍ آخَرِينَ. In the latter generations, Allah will accept the tawbah of people again on the 10th of Muharram on Ashura. So Saturday night is an auspicious night, is a big night. Day of Ashura is a big day. Not a day we go for party and us and all these type of things. So number one, to fast the whole month of Muharram whenever it's suitable for you. Second one, the fasting of Ashura. 9 and 10, 10, 11, you keep all 3 days, 9, 10 and 11, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Subhanallah, excellent. Third one, feed your family, your wife, your children, all of them. And in your house, not going outside and so forth. And it's day and night of Tawbah. chapter 66, Surah Tahreem, verse number 8. What Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, O listeners of Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, chapter 66, verse number 8. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ay iman walo, O you who believe, tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Make such a tawbah, that is nasuha. People came to Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu arda, and they asked him, Ya Amirul Mu'mineen, I know tawbah. What is this nasuha, the adjective there that is mentioned? What it means? He said, nasuha means when you milk the she camel, when you milk the cow, did you ever see the milk going back into the udders of that cow? Does it go back? So me and you, brothers, sisters, when we say we make tawbah, we don't go back to those vices. No more Hollywood, Bollywood, Robin Hood. No more riba interest. No more zina, fornication, adultery. No more daru. You understand? One person asked me, why all the daru rooms, they say daru, daru, daru. What, they giving them daru or what? You understood? See, people are ignorant, you understood. Daru is our language, and that Darulum is Arabic. You must remember this type of thing. So brothers, that is their tawbah. So when we raise our hands, when we go into sajda, then we must cry and say, Ya Allah, you help me. I mustn't, you know, the people involved in drugs, Allah protect us all from the scourge of drugs. Then they say they have a relapse, you know. You go back to it. No. We mustn't go back to it. And every person must be Saturday night, Sunday, have firm conviction. My beloved Allah will forgive me. That's what Allah is saying. Chapter 39, verse 53. Chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh my servants, beloved servants, you went beyond the limits. People have criticized you, people have condemned you, but I love you. I love you, O my servant. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair, never illusion in the mercy of Allah. Allah ki rahmat se kabhi mayus mat hona. Never become disillusioned in the mercy of Allah. Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. In this verse, Allah is announcing for me and you, we are sinners head to toe. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba. Verily, Allah will forgive all the sins. Allah loves us so much, my brothers, that He is giving us these opportunities. Waqte tulu dekha, waqte ghuroob dekha. Ab fikr akhirat hai, dunya ko khub dekha. Isn't it so? We saw the rise of people. They became millionaires and billionaires. And suddenly sickness came. Suddenly they became bankrupt. Suddenly they got disgraced. They had to land up in jail. The yesterday was a prime minister. He lost the election. They kicked him out. And then the next person came. Ye to dunya ka khel hai. That is how the dunya operates, Quran says. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. Allah Ta'ala lets these days rotate among people. Someday we so happy, someday we so upset, someday we so rich, and someday we are filled with poverty. Suddenly war came and broke out, Allah forbid. So what the shayir, the poet says, وَقْتِ تُلُو دَيْكَ. I saw the rise of people and nations. And waqt-e ghuroob dekha, I saw the fall and decline of people and nations. Now, dunya ko khoob dekha. How many cities, how many countries, how many continents we saw? So many things we saw. But all are dhoka, are deception. Dunya ko khoob dekha, ab fikr-e akhirat hai, dunya ko khoob dekha. You see? Now we must start thinking about our fikr of the akhirat of the year after. All this was introduction, now I'm coming to the topic. We are in the month of Muharram, brothers. Which are the important events to place during this month of Muharram? I'll just highlight five, you understood, because we have to look at the time. We got, mashallah, three radio stations. After 9 o'clock, they all go back to the studio and remember that they have their own programs. Whilst we are here, let us thank the Capital Group. They sponsor all this program, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and them. Allah Jalla Wala grant them more capital in the Iman, Islam. Allah Ta'ala grant them siha, afiyat, izzat. All the directors of Radio Al-Ansar, Allah Jalla Allah reward you, and the directors of Sirius FM, my brother Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, Allah Jalla Allah reward you and your families. This masjid where we are, Mount Vernon, I don't know any of the trustees here. So you must remember, but Allah Ta'ala in His infinite grace and mercy reward all of you. Our Qari Naeem, mashallah, is ma'zoor, he can't see. But he loves the Quran and he loves the Shair Shairi. See how beautiful he read, you see. And then I told Imam Sahib, who you got? He said, Qari Naeem. I said, no, you must give one of the local youngsters a chance. So that can be a motivation for them. So now these other youngsters, they see Mustafa. Where's that small Mustafa? He ran away. Hey, Mustafa, where are you? Oh, there you. You're hiding again. You must see me. Don't run away. Nigalo Mali Kawena. You want money, na? Huh? You like money? Yeah, I'll give you something afterwards, don't worry. So, Basa, better keep ready, my pockets are empty. So you must remember this type of thing there. You must remember this. So, when I came in the masjid, I put everything there inside already, you understood. So anyway, you'll sort it out, don't worry. So Mustafa, you meet me afterwards. And then, mashallah, Qari Naeem read, you see. So brothers, I want to share five incidents with you tonight regarding Muharram. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12, the last verse, verse 111 states, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. This incident in the Quran Sharif, this incident in the Sunnah Mubarakah, there are lessons to be learned, but who will take lesson? لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, only those people of intelligence and intellect, you see. First Muharram, what happened first Muharram, O Ummati Muslimah? What happened first Muharram, O you, Ahlu Sunnah wa Jama'ah? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala who becomes the Khalifa of this Ummah on the first of Muharram, the year 24. But what happened before that? There was a person, you must remember his name, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, the fire worshipper, you understood? So he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, is Khalifa. Islam is spreading far and wide. He came and complained, my master is doing this, doing this. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu called his master Mughira bin Shuba and asked him that this person is complaining. Both sides story. So he said, but you Fayruz, you wrong. And Mughira radiallahu anhu is right. He was a Majusi fire worshipper. So he had that hatred for Sayyidina Umar. I must take revenge. Lo and behold, it's Fajr time. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is making imam at the masjid. He came with his dagger, Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi. And while Sayyidina Umar was performing imamat, he stepped Sayyidina Umar several times. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapses. Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu anhu goes in front. You call that istikhlaf. Therefore, people who stand behind the imam should be intelligent people. If something happens, the wuzu break of the imam or something, then this guy pushed this guy pushed this guy, by the time they push the whole surf, everybody wuzu will break. You understood? So you must remember this. So you need intelligent people behind the imam to know. And then they finished the salat and Sayyidina Umar said, who stepped? They said, this Fayruz Abu Lu'lu. He said, Alhamdulillah, it's not a Muslim, it's a non-Muslim. Now he knew his time is very near. Brothers, Bukhari Sharif hadith, pay attention. Sayyidina Umar used to make dua. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, let me pass away in the city of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Go open Bukhari Sharif, you will find it there in the Fazail of Medina. The last hadith it is. So brothers, now he knew. I got little bit time. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu made a panel of six people. You must remember, from you six, you must choose the Amirul Mu'mineen. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu passes away. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu is chosen. First of Muharram, I'll come to Sayyidina Usman just now. I want to share with you something, my brothers, and especially you, the youth, because you'll get carried away with emotions and so forth. But Allah's help, Allah's mercy, I've traveled many, many countries. هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي هَذَا رَحْمَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّي. When I visited Iran in 2013, I landed there on the 1st of Muharram. And I came back on the, I landed there on the 1st of Rabi'ul Awwal. And I came back on the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal. Not Muharram, Rabi'ul Awwal. So, long story, I'm cutting short. So my driver's name was Zari. I had debate there also with them, the Shias and them. I beat them also with Allah's help and so. Khomeini's grandson sent a message to me, you see. He said, I want to see you. Because he heard I beat them in the debate and so forth. So I told the chamcha, you know, you get a lot of chamchas. You know chamcha, sidekicks, you understand? So I told the chamcha, go tell him, lastu bi harisin ala liqa'i. I don't want to meet you. He got a shock, you know. I know what is their tactic, they want to bribe you up. Understood like that. Okay, carry on. So then I told Zari, Zari, take me to that place where your, the Shias, have built a shrine, a mazar, for him, Fayruz of Lulu al-Majusi. I say, I take you there. Now why he was very keen to take me and he, we made a deal. First day, I told him, Zari, I need money. They take me to the Sarraf, the money exchanger. So he took me there, this was in Qum. So when he took me there, so I asked that guy, $100 how much? How many Iranian riyal you will give me? One is Saudi riyal, one is Iranian riyal. He said, for one US dollar, USD, one US dollar, that time, 2013, they'll give me 33,000 Iranian riyal for one. So I gave him $100 bill. I felt very happy, man. I told my wife, I got millions in my pocket. I'm also a millionaire now, you see. So that. So I had so much money. So I told Zari, Zari, because I can't eat their meat and chicken and all that. We say they're not even Muslim. I said, Zari, see, every day you must take me here. Then he said, yeah, it wasn't too keen. So I said, okay. So now you must know how to deal with it. I said, Zari, you see, every day lunch you will be by me. You must order whatever you want to. 5-star you must eat. I'll eat little, but I eat vegetable, I'll eat fruit, I'll eat this kind of things, understood? But you must eat. And it, I'm Mehmet, you know. So in Mehmet they say, Nani Jo Fatiha. You know what is Nani Fatiha? Nani Fatiha is what? You must eat everything and you don't pay anything. Understood? Yeah. You must eat everything and you don't pay anything. But then Nani Jo Fatiha. I told him, it's Nani Fatiha. Now he was tops. Wherever I tell him to go, he say, where else you want to go? Because lunch is Nani Fatiha. You see that? Yeah. You must remember this. See, I'll take you. You see these carpets you've got? It's called, if you want Persian carpets, you go to a place called Kashan. So he took me there. It was 5th of Rabiul Awwal, Friday. Monday I came, Friday. So he took me to that mazar where these Shias, these Iranians, they hate Sayyidina Umar so much, Allah forbid, radiallahu anhu, they built a mazar and a shrine for the murderer who's not a Muslim, and they called him Shuja'uddin, that you are the bravest person, you killed Umar radiallahu anhu. Can you believe that? So you must know that nobody can deny it. You can Google it now also. Put Kashan, K-A-S-H-A-N, and put there Shuja'uddin, put Fayruz Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, and you'll see everything there. And I saw it with my own eyes. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu becomes Khalifa. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَنْ Usman. Do you know who's Usman radiallahu anhu? He has distinctions no one in the world ever got. He married one daughter of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. It is the second year after the Hijrah. She is very, very sick. Outside there, the battle of Badr is going to take place. Badr took place on the Friday, 17th Ramadan, the second year after the Hijrah. Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "You Usman, you stay here and you look after your wife and you look after my beloved Ladli, my Sahib Zadi, my daughter, you look after her." So remember, he stayed, but he's called the Badri because he wanted to participate. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, nevertheless she passed away. Then hadith in Ibn Majah, then one day by the Masjid, Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw Usman radiallahu anhu. Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Ya Usman, Allah has commanded me, I must tell you that you must marry my other daughter as well, Umm Kulsum. Me and you, we have to go look, you understand, for wife and this and all this." For them, from top the law came, "Oh Usman, you marry my other daughter." So he is called Zunnurain. You know South Africa, DC direct current, AC alternate current, ANC and no current. You know, Zunnurain. Zunnurain means the two noors, two radiance, two effulgence. Both Ladli, both Sahib Zadi, both daughters of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It never happened in human history from time of Nabi Adam Alayhi Salatu Salam till today and day of Qiyamah. One person marries two daughters of the same Nabi, one after the other. So then he said, "Now Usman radiallahu anhu wa'adha." Who is Sayyidina Usman? Some of you, I'm sure, you have been to Masjid Nabawi, where the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam is resting. And in front you see the 7, 8, 9 sufuf there, and you see the mihrab there. All that sufs in front, he said, "Now Usman extended Masjidun Nabawi." And he never went for chanda and collection. Today people are masters in collection. Nisful leave and nisful luck. Half will go to Masjid and half will go in my pocket. Yu'minuna bil ghaib and yu'minuna bil jayb. You understood? So you must remember, no. Sayyidina Usman used his personal money. Sahaba said, "Oh Usman, why are you using so much and so much, spending so much money?" He said, I heard the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, "Man bana lillahi masjida, banallahu lahu baytan fil jannah." Whosoever builds a masjid, portion of a masjid also, Allah will bless him with a palace in Jannah. I want another palace in Jannah also. His own personal wealth. Every person who reads Salat in Masjid Nabawi in front, the reward is going to him, Sadaqah Jariya. Sayyidina Usman bin Affan, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiallahu anhu wa'adha. When they came to Medina Munawwara, brothers, sisters, there was paucity, there was shortage of water. The Master alayhi salam announced, "Who will purchase Bire Ruba? Who will buy that well?" But the well belonged to the Jutla, to the Jew. You know, the Jutla is not going to sell it at a cheap price. Sayyidina Usman came to him, he's a wealthy person. Usman is Ghani. Usman, our Maimon people, they like the name Ghani. You know, Maimons are rich, no, normally. You must remember that, yeah. They got a lot of money, you know, alhamdulillah. And they spend also a lot, sometimes right way, sometimes wrong way also. But anyway, mashallah. So you must remember that. So Sayyidina Usman went negotiated. So he said 100,000, for example. I'm just giving you an example. He said, "Okay, let's buy it, let you sell it to me for 50,000. So one day I will give the water and the second day you must give the water." So the Jutla fell for that. He said, "Right." So he said, "Instead of 100,000, I'll pay you 50. So Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala announced, "Today is my day, free of charge for everybody. Muslim, non-Muslim, everybody you take the water." So the next day, Jutla, you have to pay, but nobody is paying the next day because they know the other day you're going to get water free of charge. So the Jutla got fed up. He said, "Just take the whole thing." You see? So that is Sayyidina Usman. Allah opened the doors for him, radiallahu anhu warda. It's the ninth year of the Hijrah. Listen carefully, you youngsters. Because you guys want to spend a lot on your girlfriend, isn't it? Sending emails to the females. Huh? I see you youngsters, say, "Mustafa, what you hitting that?" I said, "I saw you hitting that guy, you're so small, I asked you your age, 11 years old and you already hitting that guy, what girlfriend story?" "I saw you hitting that guy." Understood? Yeah. You also know what email going to the female. Like this, you can't teach them anything today. They know alles. They know everything. It's the ninth year of the Hijrah. Listen, pay attention. Sabak here is lesson for me and you. The month of Rajab is 45-50 degrees in Medina Munawwara. Midsummer. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu announced that I want every male who is able, capable, must participate in this battle. We're going to Tabuk. I went to Tabuk by plane. It took me 1.5 hour, me and my wife. They had to walk, they had to go with a camel. 30,000 Sahaba assembled, men, in Medina Munawwara. You know what a logistical nightmare it is? 30,000. Who is going to make the arrangements? Yeah, Sahaba, you are wealthy, come give. Said Abu Bakr came. What you left, Ya Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu warda? He said, whatever I had, Ya Rasul, I brought everything. SubhanAllah. Umar Farooq, Amir al-Mu'minin came. What you left, Ya Umar Farooq? He said, Ya Rasulullah, half I brought and half I left. He said, I wanted to beat Sayyidina Abu Bakr. When he heard Sayyidina Abu Bakr brought everything from Bakka, Umar, Sayyidina Umar cried. He said, never can I beat him. You see? Then Sayyidina Usman came. Ya Rasulullah, 100 camels from my side with the saddle. But 30,000. Another 100 camels from my side. There's so many people. Another 100 camels, 300 camels he gave from his personal money during the Battle of Tabuk. Not only that, O Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, go open Tirmidhi, go open Mishkat, go open all under Manaqib Umar. You will find all these ahadith there. He brought, today if a person gets married and he has to give 10 Gruga coins, 20 Gruga coins, Karin and Naeem also will get excited. Chandi or so na mila. You understand? I had to perform one nikah, one place, the mahar was 186,000 or 136,000. I had to look at it 3 times. I thought maybe they made a mistake, you know. So I asked him, is right or not? He said, no, it's right. You understand? I said. You know, you feel surprised. Like, I said, Alhamdulillah, the girl is lucky, mashallah. Anyway, he brought 1,000 gold coins, O Ummah. The Master alayhi salam was spinning it. وَيَتَهَلَّلُ وَجَهُ His face Mubarak was shining even more and more. And said, مَا عَدَرَّ Usman, مَا عَمِلَ بَعْدَ الْيَوْمِ No harm can come to you, O Usman. But the Master alayhi salam told him, وَبَشِّرْهُ بِالْجَنَّةِ أَلَا بَلْوَاتْ أُصِيبُهُ Open Muslim Sharif. That, oh Usman, you are guaranteed Jannah, but before then a calamity will come to you. So this Ummah doesn't appreciate. They went to Tabuk, everything. So remember that Sayyidina Usman's contribution was the greatest. So that Khalifa, now it is the month of Zulqa'dah. It is when? The year 35. So you must remember that. And on the 18th of Zulqa'dah, then these enemies came, they surrounded his house. And just was reading that the water was not coming there in Karbala and so. Sayyidina Usman said, who built the masjid in front? They said, you Usman. He said, I built it, but today you're not allowing me to go to the masjid. You said, who bought the well here in Medina? I said, you Usman. He said, I bought the well, but you don't allow water to come to me. So he asked them, who prepared the army and gave the greatest amount there during the Battle of Tabuk? He said, you Usman. He said, when you know all this and still, but me, I will not unsheath the sword. I'm the Khalifa. I can tell the army to retaliate, but I'd rather give my own life, but I don't want no bloodshed here. It's his last day. That night he saw the Master alayhi salatu salam. Go open the tafsir book the books of history, Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah by Ibn Kathir. And he was said that the Master alayhi salam said, Ya Usman, tomorrow you will have iftar with me. Tomorrow you will have iftar with me. His last day on this earth. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. He's fasting and the enemies came and he's reading Quran Sharif. فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ The blood was oozing out, the Mubarak blood, and it fell on this verse. Allah is sufficient for you against them and وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ Go to Uzbekistan, go to the capital Tashkent, I've been there with Allah's help. And this is certified by UNESCO. That Quran, which Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu was reading, that is the exact copy, original copy. You will find it in Tashkent in the museum in Uzbekistan. So that's first incident. Second incident, it is the 7th of Muharram, and it is the 13th of Muharram. It is the 13th of Muharram, the 7th year after the Hijrah. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw all these jutlas, what they doing. In Medina Munawwara, there were three Jewish tribes, Banu Qurayza, Banu Nadir, Banu Qaynuka. Each one of them, treacherous. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expelled them, get out from here. So they made a markaz, they made a headquarters in Khaybar. All of you who are going for Umrah, you listeners, so make sure from Medina Munawwara you go to Khaybar. You got it? It's 140 kilos. And now they allow everywhere. So there this battle took place. In the 7th year of the Hijrah, the 13th of Muharram. So the Master alayhi salam came with the Sahaba. The Master alayhi salatu salam then asked, first he gave glad tidings. La'u, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. La'u tiyanna raya. Tomorrow I will give this flag and banner to that person. May yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasulu wa yuhibbu Allah wa rasula. Allah Jalla wa la loves him. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves him. And he loves Allah Ta'ala and he loves Nabi alayhi salam. What glad tidings. Every sahabi say we were wondering. Even a person like Umar radiallahu anhu said, I wish I can get them. The Master alayhi salam next day asked Ayna Ali, where is Ayna Ali radiallahu anhu? They said, he's right there at the back, Ya Rasulullah, his eyes are paining. He said, call him. When they called Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, the Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, rubbed it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, said, he was another son-in-law, married to Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu, and said, Sayyidina Ali used to say, that my eyes never pain, la harun wa la bardun, no in summer, no in winter. The barakah of the busak mubarak, the saliva mubarak of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave him the banner and the flag. Now pay attention, youngsters. Those days, when a war broke out, they wouldn't just start fighting. One man will come this side from the Muslims, and that side the enemy will come out. So first they will have a duel. You know duel? One from here, like that. So Sayyidina Ali went, and the Yahudi, they came out, his name Mirhab. When I come here, what you say? Marhaba, marhaba. They say not marhaba, it's with the kasra, with the zair, Mirhab. He was their biggest fighter and soldier. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu fought with him in 1-2 minutes and dispatched him straight to hell. Less than 2-3 minutes, finished. So the back already broke of the jutlas and the Jews. Then if you go to Khaybar, you must remember that these places, big forts there, you see, you call it Usun in Arabic. So nobody could break the door. That one big fort was called Qamus. You ulama, you should remember this, you students. Qamus, Qaf, Mim, Waw, Sword. So Sayyidina Ali went, and then he smashed the door to pieces. And he used to read poetry, Sayyidina Hadith Muslim Sharif. What he said, brothers? Three. أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا I am that person, my beloved mother Fatima binti Asad, she called me Haydara. I am the lion, I am no ordinary lion. I come from Heidelberg, you know, Transvaal. So this was under apartheid, I was there in Darul Mukasir. Allah reward our principal, Muqasim Shema, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus. So when I went, one is to go visit my parents, my family. So then they told me that this Bura, they troubling us. I said, why? He said, they want to ask us questions about this Hajj and this and this. I said, make appointment. It was Saturday, tomorrow I'm ready. So I'll go there, you understand? Only Bura, whites, you understand? All white boys. So they took me. So I gave a talk and I told them, no, anybody can ask any question. There are an Engels fra and an Afrikaans fra. You see that? But I'll give the answer in English. So I asked them that you can ask questions in English or Afrikaans, but I'll respond in Afrikaans, in English. But they can ask. So Allah shukar, these two people who came with me, they had a beard. You see? So the youngster picked up his hand. He said, Hukum was Almal for Yella Bartman. Why all of you, you got beard? You see? So this guy, you can't tell them Quran, Hadith, you don't believe in it. You have to think out of the box. So I said, my brother, you see, my brother, you went to Kruger Park. He said, of course I went. I said, did you see the king of the jungle? But did he look, you see? He said, of course. I said, why he became the king of the jungle? When you see the big, big beard, the lion god, the mane, M-A-N-E. You just look at it, your huzu will break. You old people, yeah, you know the story. In 1948, the king of England came here to South Africa. And he never saw a real lion in life. So when he went there to Kruger Park, he said, give me the best warden, the best. From the morning they started, they can't see one lion. He got so upset, I'm in the king of England. Said, okay, I'll stay another day. So again they went early. Oh, looking here and that. He said, I'm the king, I have to go back. They say, now one more day, I'll extend 3 days. 3 days they went up and down everywhere, they can't find the lion, not even one lion. So the newspaper wrote the next day, the king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. The king of the jungle don't want to see the king of England. Sayyidina Ali, أَنَا الَّذِي سَمَّتْنِ أُمِّي حَيْدَرًا كَلَيْثِي. That Rayabin, so I am like that wild lion in the jungle. Ay karihatil mandara, so I am like that, oh lion, that is so strong that when you just see me, you will start detesting me and hating me and all. He's reading this poetry and he's busy with the jutlas. 94 jutlas were dispatched to hell on that occasion in Khaybar. And 16 Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they died with death. Our Hamas, what they tell America, Trump and the haramis? I call them haramis. They're all pakka haramis. The word haramis in the Quran in that meaning, zanim, illegitimate children. Illegitimate is all very good name. Harami is the right name for them. So you must remember that they say for us, imma al-ghanima wa imma shahada. Either we will beat you, jutlas, and we will take the booty, or either we give our life and this time. Which nation can do that today? Your Saudi Arabia, if you are on my groups, if you got all my stuff I sent out, I sent it out today. Your Saudi Arabia is financing Israel. Your Wahhabis and your Najdis, who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam refused to make dua for them, hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So they are financing the Israelis. And they say, finish them off, finish them off, finish off Hamas. And then we will have peace. You see, brother, you must wake up from your slumber. Khana, peena, sona, pakhana, it's not our life. Eat, drink, sleep, and just go toilet. We got serious business to discuss here. So my children, our brothers, they're small, small. Hey, Mustafa. So you must remember, yeah. So you listen now. So you must remember the small, small children. Whether it be in Gaza, whether it be in Dafatul Gharbiya, whether it be in the West Bank, whether it be in Al-Quds Al-Sharif, Baytul Maqdis, Baytul Muqaddas. 1992, I was there, we still under apartheid. We 16 ulama, 15 ulama were invited, but Allah's help. Now we have to come back. So now, this youngster is facing me. His name Qaqa. He's just like this Mustafa size. He's 8-9 years old. Facing Aqsa, he's facing me. I told him, Kaka, my heart's desire is I must take you. You understand? Back to South Africa. See, ek bacha ne ek sabak sikhaya hame. One small boy taught me a lesson, I started crying. He was facing me, I was facing Aqsa. He turned around and he pointed. Sheikh, you telling me about your Junubi Africa, South Africa. If I leave here, who will protect and defend Masjidul Aqsa? Who will defend Masjidul Aqsa? You see, brothers, this is not fairy tales. These are all reality, I'm telling you. I've been 5 times there. The jutlas, they told me, get out from here. They changed me out, you see. They banned me for life. They say, you AK. I told them, I don't have AK-47. I told them, I got AK-255. They say, what the hell is AK-255? I told them, AK, Ayatul Kursi. Verse number 255. I said, our Ayatul Kursi is more powerful than AK-47. What, you must be frightened for the jutlas. So you must remember this. So this incident of Khaybar, it inspired the Mustafa, it inspired the Ahmed, it inspired the small children. They got nothing. They got Iman in their hearts. They got stones, you must remember, in their hands. And they hide when the police come, one from this side, one from the other, and they start firing. I saw myself. And what they say, Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Inna Jaysha Muhammad Sawfa Ya'ud. Khaybar, Khaybar, Ya Yahud, Ay Jutla, Ay Jew, remember Khaybar, remember Khaybar. We are the army of Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and we have come to fight you. We are big, big people, and our halat in South Africa, Allah forbid, if the crew come with a water pistol also, our pistol will finish up. And this type of that is our halat. I mean, let us be honest, we can't be buttering you up all the time. You understood? See the children. Second incident. Third incident. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Milad Mubarak took place in Rabiul Awwal. Rabiul Awwal is the famous one. I want to tell you what happened before that in the month of Muharram. You call this in our Islamic terminology Irhasat. The extraordinary events that took place prior to the Milad of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It was on the 17th of Muharram. And it was in the year, that's why the Master alayhi salatu salam, when you study the Seerah Mubarakah, it is always said, Wulid al-Nabiyul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam Aam al-Fil. So go and read chapters, surah number 105. And all of you know it. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. So Abraha came with his big, big elephants, white color elephants. Big. You know how far they came? Those of you who went for Hajj, you know Mina is here. First Makkah, then Mina, then Muzdalifah. Between Mina and Muzdalifah, there's a small strip of land. It's called Wadi Muhassar. So that area there, you must remember, the elephants came till there. And then they said, now what can we do? But they made dua, Allah will do. Allah sent small little creation. The ababil, the birds and all that. Tarmihim bihijaratim min sijil. And they started throwing down their stones and they finished up the army of Abraha. You call this irhasat. So all this type of incidents took place prior to Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The mother of the Master alayhi salatu salam, Sayyida Amina, she says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling the ummah afterwards, وَرَأَتْ أُمِّي أَنَّهُ خَرَجَ مِنْهَا نُورٌ. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. My mother used to see during her gestation, during her pregnancy, Noor, radiance, effulgence is emerging from her. And she can see the nur right there in Syria and Palestine and Jordan and Lebanon. That is Biladu Sham. So this you call Irhas. So understand that this incident of the elephants also took place during the month of Muharram, 17 Muharram. Same year, the Master alayhi salatu salam, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took place. 16 Muharram, in the 16th year after the Hijrah. 16th Muharram, in the 16th year after the Hijrah, Maria Qibtiya passed away. How many children Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam had? The Master alayhi salam had 7 children. 6 children from our mother, Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. Today this ummah, we have become so be-wafa. Be-wafa means unloyal. Loyalty is a very big thing in Islam. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Allah says, wa Ibrahim alladhi waffa. Everything Allah came, he was 100% loyal. Allah made him his Khalil, Khalilullah. Me and you, when we in Madinah Munawwara, so Hajj time, Umrah time, other times, so you must be there. So they push me in front, make dua. So we make dua. Ya Allah, mare Hajj kabul farma. They all shout Ameen. Ya Allah, mare Umrah ko kabul farma. Accept the Umrah, Ameen. Ya Allah, Madinah Munawwara ki ziyarat kabul farma. They shout Ameen. Then I say, Ya Allah, Madinah Munawwara ki maut naseeb farma. Let us pass away in Madinah. They all become Hanafis. You understood? So I look at the bag, I say, "Bhai, what happened?" He said, "No, we want to die, but not now. You see, the pockets still got a lot of dollars and a lot of riyals." I ask, "Kala, who tell you, Kala?" Kala say, "Amreni marwanu pachi shopping abhi baki che." The shopping list is not finished. What are you talking about? We must die now and all this thing. But we all say we love Madina Munawwara. You see. When I announce there in Medina, normally I take the group. Now I don't go with this MBS, Pakka Murtad bin Shaitan. So those days we used to go, "This Haji Sahib is here, where is he?" I saw him, I met him. He met me now. He told me 2003 he was with me in Hajj. Now I saw the Haji Sahib, there's the dead bed here. Hanif Bhai, nah? Yeah, see, I remember your name also. Yeah, 2003, there's the dead. So you must remember that. So the point is, you remember Friday I told you I'll meet me in Baqid and we'll go there and take you out there to the graveyard. See, we took them right around, showed them everything. This one is buried here. We start 20, we end up with 100. Because Baqid, the graveyard and Masjid is nearby. When I tell them Friday we are going to Khadijatul Kubra, our honorable mother, 10 brothers come, 5 brothers come. She is the first person to embrace Islam, not first lady. First person to embrace Islam. But how this Ummah today has forgotten her sacrifices. One day Hazrat Aisha, so she was very young, when Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, so Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised her. So Sayyidah Aisha said that after she married Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, we are also here." Nabi alayhi sallam said, "Ya Aisha, remember, she believed in me when the Ummah was rejected me. She gave all her financial resources and money to me when nobody wanted to sponsor me. And she is the mother of my children." And the hadith in Bukhari Sharif ends of, "Innaha kanat wa kanat," she's unique, she's exemplary. Sayyidah Aisha said, after that we only spoke good things of Hazrat Fatima, Hazrat Khadija al-Kubra. So how many children? 6 children from her. Sayyidah Zainab, Sayyidah Ruqayya, Sayyidah Umme Kulsum, Sayyidah Fatima, 4 daughters. 2 sons, both passed away in their infancy, Qasim and Abdullah. Abdullah was known as Tayyib and Tahir. You must love the family of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Quran says so. "Qul la as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba." I don't ask you for any wages and salary, but you must love my kids and kin, you must love my family. It is an integral part of our iman to love the Ahlul Bayt and the family of the Master alayhi salam. So then one more son of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam son was Ibrahim. His mother Qibtiya. Qibtiya means that she came from Egypt and all that. Anyway, cut long story short. So now he is only 18 months old. In Medina, this incident is taking place and he's gasping for his breath. You see, he's in Sakarat. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears Mubarak started rolling down. And what had happened? This is now 18 months old. So Sahaba said, "You also crying, Ya Rasulullah?" The Master alayhi salam said the golden words, "Wa inna bi firaqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim." Cry because of death only. We cry because of judai. We cry because of separation. "Oh my beloved son Ibrahim, when you leave this world, I can't walk with you. I can't talk to you. So therefore we are crying for you. But you are so beloved to me, O Ibrahim, my beloved son, that inna lakal mustardian fil jannah, Allah has arranged for you a foster mother and she will give you milk right in Jannah also." Understand what is Islam, my brothers. When the Master alayhi salatu salam came to Medina Munawwara, and the first Sahabi passed away after the Master alayhi salatu salam, so then Usman bin Maz'un, not Usman bin Affan, he was afterwards. So they buried Usman bin Maz'un there. That day also Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried with his Mubarak tears and kissed Usman bin Maz'un on the forehead and so. So when he, Ibrahim, passed away, the son of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salam said, "Take my son and bury him in the same grave of Usman bin Maz'un radiallahu." You understand? Then, my brothers, on the 17th of Muharram, pay attention, last one. 17 Muharram, 1917, Gregorian calendar. 17 Muharram and 1917. So easy for you to remember, right? So when you study the history of Palestine, you will know the Balfour Declaration. If you know anything of politics and you know anything of history, that is what changed everything. You must remember that. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Mi'raj. Then in Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time, they conquered Palestine the 16th year after the Hijrah. In the 16th year after the Hijrah, our calendar was made official. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, all that. And all this happened in the time of Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu warda. So for centuries it was in Muslim hand, you must remember that. Then the Zionists had their first meeting. In that those days, you see that, in Switzerland and so forth. The British, always they are sellouts, you must remember that. So what happens? The British and Americans and all haramis. And this Israel is their illegitimate child. So anyway, so that's the time they promised the Zionists, we will give you Palestine. They call it that the Balfour Declaration, Lord Balfour. It happened when? On the 17th of Muharram, 1917. And that is what changed the course of history. Then apartheid Israel came in 48. In 67 they stole our capital. And now they want to steal the whole of Gaza. Our brothers say, Hasha wa kalla, never. We will fight till the end. See how Allah is showing the world. The world is turning against the Jude class. 80% of the world, Muslim, non-Muslim, have turned. And they are standing with Palestine. Non-Muslims, you see. That person, he had that big music hall at Haram, we all know. But that weekend, he had a big thing going there. And there were thousands of people and millions of people saw it on BBC. Death to IDF, death to the IDF. You see, Israeli Defense Force. Free, free Palestine, from the river to the sea, free, free. All non-Muslims shaking the flags and all. Half of them don't even know where Palestine. But stand for justice. So everything is in the control of Allah. So my final message to all of you, my brothers, sisters, is every day read 2 rakat salat. You want to hear about Shahadat-e-Hussein? So you must learn what is Shahadat. Shahadat is we are prepared to give our life for the life or for the pleasure of Almighty Allah. So that is the lesson you have to learn. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu got shaheed. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu got shaheed. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu got shaheed. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu got shaheed. And then in our time, Yahya Sinwar got shaheed. Then the founder of Hamas in 1987, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, nawwarallahu al-qadam. That, I just give you the story and then we'll make dua. That Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut in the year 2004 in Gaza. For that time, Sheikh Ahmad Yasin, a paraplegic from here downwards, you see that? So from the neck downwards, nothing working. But he used to make dua and he into the hearts of the Jude class, you must remember that. So they brought the F-16 and as soon as they took him out on the wheelchair, the F-16 struck him and he became Shaheed, the founder. So 87 Hamas started and 2004 he became Shaheed. Ahmad Yasin, Rahimahullah. But the hadith in Bukhari Sharif teaches us, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله تعالى Mustafa صلى الله عليه وسلم says, Allah Ta'ala says, من عاد لي وليا فقد آذنته بالحرب. When you cause harm to my awliya Allah, I Allah Jalla Wala wage war against you. Ariel Sharon, Ari, like this Netanyahu, they call him BB. You see, we call him Satanyahu, the Satan, you see. So, Ari suffered a stroke, Sharon. He stayed in Sakarat, I mean the masjid, my brothers, for 8 years he stayed in Sakarat. How many years? 8 years. No doctor, no professor, nobody could help him. If you know Afrikaans, he can be Leveni, near can he Freck. Freck is Afrikaans. He couldn't live and he couldn't die like a dog also. And then when he died like a dog. Allah ki lathi be awaz. The stick of Allah don't make noise. I'm telling you now, you will watch how this Netanyahu will die, how Smotrich will die, how Ben-Gvir will die. They are the people, they say, kill the Palestinians, burn them alive also. They speak that it openly, you must remember. So I beg you, my brothers, they save the day for the Ummah. They save Masjid al-Aqsa with Allah's help. So at least every day read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, protect all our masajid, protect our Iman and Islam. So that is our message everywhere, my brothers. And I must thank our team, mashallah. My brother Dawood Munli is here, brother Bilal is here, my brother Muhammad Salim Asmal is here, and my brother Hafiz Muhammad Basa is here, and so many others here who are assisting us, helping us, our team everywhere, mashallah, is Wadi, the coordinator. So, and all the directors, we told you already, Allah Ta'ala reward them, the capital group and everybody. So make dua for them also. Make dua for the Ummah. Don't think that I'm one person, what can I? It will make a big difference. Sometimes late at night you wake up, so you must turn, read 2 rakat salat and say, Ya Allah, I don't know Arabic, I'll make dua in English, I'll make dua in Urdu, I'll make dua in Zulu, whatever language you want, learn to speak to Allah. Learn to speak to Allah. Allah said in chapter 40 verse 60, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ, call me, beg of me, and I will respond to your duas. You see? So today we forgot that, you see. You want to speak to this person, speak this person. We speak to Asbab, we speak to the people, we forgot to speak to the Musabbibul Asbab, the one who created the universe. Speak to him. Allah Jalla, you'll do inshallah. Yeah, every day you must do. You only want to make dua when you want to get married. Yes, sir. Say, Allah, give me one nice, beautiful lady with a big bank balance. Jamal biwo in a kamal biwo in a masjid. So that is not right only. You must remember these kind of things. Yes, Allah, our time is up now. So we got 3-4 minutes left. We make dua, inshallah, all right? Inshallah. What, you guys got chow here after that, Maulana? Huh? Nobody must run away. Maulana said you got big food yet. So you see, if you never came for the lecture, at least you get some chow also. You must remember this. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la usi thanana alayk anta kama afnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina wa habibina wa shafi'ina Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhabanna. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayuni wa jalna lil-muttaqina imama. Allahumma izzal Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur al Mujahideen fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurhum al وادوهم يا رحم الراحمين اللهم اجدد وطأتك على جيوش إسرائيليين وأمريكيين وبريطانيين وهنديين وأعداء الدين يا رب العالمين اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المستوطنين الملعونين يا رب العالمين اللهم أحصهم عددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وزلزلهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين 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 Inshallah, tomorrow night we'll be in Masjid Mahmood, there in Clay Estate, inshallah, Aziz. Make dua for the Ummat as well. Ameen.